Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a staycation, Macy's has everything you need. Summer's almost here, and I'm so excited to take a trip with Bryn. We are planning it right now. We are heading to Macy's before we pack to grab new shoes we can wear all day with anything. I'm excited to lay in the sun with key pieces from Macy's, like my new Dolce Vita sandals and Levi's skirt. I am ready to relax and look and feel amazing. Oh, how good that sounds. Of course, I can't forget a new beach bag. I have been eyeing the collection of beach bags from Macy's, and I can't wait for you to see what I choose. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far, and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Okay, we're speed dating. Let's not do any foreplay. Okay, so you were just revealed to be on The Masked Singer as a starfish.
Absolutely.
Which is what I refer to the tush sometimes. So, the tush hole. So you were the starfish, which is so cute and fun. And I was actually going to be on The Masked Singer at one point, and then I practiced a couple of times, backed out. It felt like overwhelming and a lot of work. And I just was like, I don't know if I can do this. And cause I'm in New York. So where do you live?
I live in LA.
So you were, it was convenient for you to go.
Yes.
And how was it?
It was great until I got kicked off. I'm just kidding. It was actually great the whole time. You know what? I'm so lucky I got to do three episodes. Like, I made it to the semifinals. I mean, I'm literally walking in a starfish costume that it's so hard to walk in. And then I feel a little out of breath, but I'm singing and I'm like, oh my God, I'm more of a jazz singer. You know, I'm like, what am I doing? Am I out of my comfort zone? I had a blast. The audiences are amazing. It was a great time. I felt very taken care of and I loved the costume. Love starfish.
And I love that's so cute. And I love Jenny McCarthy. And that's like the highest rated show on Fox. I think it's like a big show for them.
It is. It's crazy.
Okay, our highest rated primetime, I think, or it used to be. Are you a decent singer?
I do. I sing with Jane Lynch. We did a Christmas album together about 8 years
ago. Wow.
Swinging Little Christmas. We were actually number 8 on the Billboard Top 10. But, you know, it's more like a jazz album. So I never got to sing on The Office because they literally said, if Meredith sings, she doesn't sing. Because it's supposed to be a documentary and not everybody in Scranton, Pennsylvania knows how to sing. So, yeah, I sort of had to like hide this little talent. But I also, you know, it was just really, really fun to kind of be in a position where people may or may not know who I am, but they don't think of me as a singer. So even though
anyone guess you?
Ken Jeong did the last night. He's the only one. But, you know, I mean, it was nice to be considered, you know, to be mistaken for Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Catherine O'Hara, Maya Rudolph, Kate McKinnon.
Really? All funny people.
Yes, right. I know. Really.
That's interesting.
Yeah, really funny women. So, yeah. So the whole experience was fan-damn-tastic.
All right. So you're working a lot, right? I remember you've been working consistently since The Office.
No,
right?
No, I've been busy. It's been great. Yeah, no, I'm super lucky. And I feel like I get to do a lot of different things, which makes life so much more fun because I used to do a comedy act. So I used to do a ton of clubs and comedy festivals. And I just stopped doing that 2 years ago because my comedy partner left the business, but I've been touring with Jane Lynch for the last 8 years. Like, we get to play places like the Kennedy Center and like the Carlisle Hotel. Like, I have a lot of different playgrounds. I still get to guest star a lot on TV. I've done a ton of game shows. I still do a lot of voiceover. I'm recurring on a Disney Channel animation show called Kif right now. So, you know, I have a great, I mean, I have a really good life. I really do.
It must be so fun to work with her. I saw her in Montecito and I was like sort of starstruck. I saw her at the cafe outside in Montecito and she was really nice. And she was actually really nice to my daughter too. Aww. And Rim is a big fan of Glee and I like her a lot. She's a great actress.
How old's your daughter now?
She's going to be 14 in a couple
of days. I saw you on a plane from Newark Airport once when she was an infant.
Oh, that's so, really?
She was so little. I can't remember what time of year it was, but.
She's so nice. She's such a good girl.
I can't believe she's 14. Oh my God, crazy. I love it.
So you're in a new movie called The Prank.
Yes.
With Rita Moreno. And what's that like? What is it about?
It's a horror comedy and Rita Moreno plays this really sadistic, evil physics teacher and I'm the lunch lady. And it's just like, it's a buddy movie about a male and female friends and seniors in high school. And they hate their physics teachers. So they decide to pull a prank and it gets out of hand so fast because of the internet and social is so intense. My whole thing, you know, my whole message is like, watch this movie, but do not hit send. Like whatever you do, kids, no matter how mad you are at somebody, it could affect.
No, I totally always tell them. I mean, I really am serious about that with my daughter. Not just that it always lives forever, but I was just like, in the crazy divorce I went through, I learned like, take 6 hours before responding to an email that, you know, is in a situation where, like, just not normal everyday email. If anything's heated or there's anything charged, wait 6 hours to respond to something.
Your trigger finger is, that's a dangerous place. Like, yeah, the faster you respond, the worse it is.
The worse. And email's better than text because email slows it all down. Text is like really dangerous.
Totally, totally. Yeah, it inflames situations very quickly. And it's so easy to misunderstand people's tone of voice. And so when they text, it's like, it's easy to misunderstand for sure.
So how does The Office still play into your life now, aside from that it's on? Like, are there reunions? Are there, like, things that you guys do to monetize it on the road?
You know, I do a lot of conventions. Like, there's a lot of fandom with The Office, and we get to do these fan expos in particular where it's, like, people from The Office, people from Star Trek, sometimes just people from, like, you know, Back to the Future. I kind of see the same people all the time. It's great. People from The Mandalorian. Like, it's awesome.
What about podcasts?
I don't have a podcast, but I'm sometimes part of the Office Ladies podcast, just a little bit. I just did a commercial with a few people from The Office for AT&T. We're not our characters from we're just ourselves, but it actually starts airing this week. So it was really fun to get to work with everybody again.
How crazy really is the gift that keeps on giving, right? Like when you get on something like that?
Absolutely.
I mean, did you think it was going to be so big? What do you thought it was? You were on a stupid show.
Yeah, like it was before streaming and I knew it was going to be a good show. I actually thought it was going to be too good for network. So I'm really glad we lasted. I thought it was like too smart for network.
Like Arrested Development type of thing.
Totally.
Meaning it's like people can't. Wow. Interesting. That's interesting. And so you wanted SNL?
I did. I was up for SNL in 1991. It only took 13 short years to get The Office. Long time in between. A lot of waiting tables, a lot of different cities, a lot of, you know, crazy gigs and off-Broadway and comedy clubs. And oh my God, you name it.
Have you ever done SNL?
No, I've not. I did a voice in one of Robert Smigel's cartoons. He used to do Saturday TV Funhouse.
And I remember.
They did like a parody of Charlie Brown Christmas and I was Lucy.
And wasn't that like, was that oddly like the pinnacle of your whole life? Just even being on SNL for a second or no?
Oh, totally. And actually, even being up for it. But I had two friends that were up for it and actually got it the year that I was up for it. So I was like, sad for me, happy for my friends. Like, thank God for therapy because it's a lot to navigate. You know,
that reminded me years ago, I brought a girl with me to come with me on an audition that I went on and she ended up getting the thing, but she wasn't even an actress. That was really hard because I sucked. But I forgot to tell you I'm an actress because I was just in a Lifetime movie. So I'll tell anyone who will listen. I guess I'm an, my dream is to be on SNL. And my only thing that I ever regretted in my life was the internship for SNL that I was granted, but NYU would not give me credit for it for whatever reason. At that time, they would not give credit for that internship, and SNL wouldn't let me take it because I wasn't getting credit. Oh. And I would have, if this Bethany with this personality and this fight, I would have pushed my way through. It's always been a massive regret that I've never gotten to do Saturday Night Live. But shout out to that writer's room, because I've been in many skits without being there. Like I've had Maya Rudolph talk about me. They've talked about the wine, the skit. Like I've been on SNL without being there like 3 times, but it's my dream. Do you watch it now? Are you still obsessed with it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not obsessed, but I do watch it.
I'm obsessed with this guy, Marcello. I think he's going all the way. I think he's that good. I really do. I'm obsessed with him. I message him. We like have messaged on social media. Like I just, and not a lot of people are talking about him. And I'm like, I feel like I want to be his like spokesperson. I tell anyone who will listen about him too. I live for him. I just think he's great.
I'm not a producer. I can't cast him, but you know, maybe we'll get to work with him someday.
Yeah, you have to. If you do something, I'd suggest him in a role. I live for him. I want to be his manager, but I don't even think he has to pay me because I don't want to do all the work. So you were told no makeup or very little for The Office. And you said you were representing the unpretty people?
Yes. I mean, The Office, I mean, especially when we first started, there was not a show like that on television with like the horrible lighting. And, you know, I mean, first season, Steve Carell's hair was terrible. It was like this horrible slick. Like, you know, we were supposed to look like normal people in Scranton.
Right.
From Pennsylvania. So I can tell you, Scranton is not the beauty
capital. By the way, I've been to the outskirts of Scranton, if you could imagine that there are outskirts of Scranton.
And there are.
Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Really?
It's a sexy place. It's a really sexy place.
You know, like the normal people in the world. It's like, you know, you come to LA and New York, you feel like you see beautiful people. Yeah, let's just represent the whole world, can we?
Yeah, I got it. So you did, you've done everything. You did Dancing with the Stars?
I did, season, 4 years ago, season 28. And I actually did tour too. I did like 45 of the live tour shows on tour with those guys. It was amazing.
You like being part of a group. Like you like being part of a whole like camaraderie group, like theater production type thing.
I'm an ensemble person. I'm the youngest of 7 kids. I was born into an ensemble.
Yes, you had an ensemble cast at your house. That's so true. So
The Office is like total ensemble.
Yes. And are you in a relationship?
I am. I met my boyfriend on The Office. He's an NBC photographer. He's a TV photographer. He does all the big photo shoots for every big show, like Seinfeld, Friends, Will and Grace, Frasier.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. But we met on the show. So I actually got a show at 40 and a guy. So we've been together for 18 years.
Wait, so 40. Okay, so you don't have children?
No, he's got 3 kids.
And do you feel like they're like your stepkids?
I mean, yeah, I mean, they're in my life and I love them. And, you know, of course, their mom's still around. But yeah, it's been really fun to watch them grow up and to have a small part in their lives.
Did you want to have children, or that was a choice at what age that you said, this is not my path?
You know what? I was still waiting tables when I got The Office. I was 40 when I got The Office. So I was like, I remember there was a woman I worked with who got pregnant. And I was like, I don't think I could be pregnant waitress. I don't think I want kids that bad. I also feel like being one of 7 kids, I felt like it was hard enough to just take care of myself. I didn't know if I had the equipment to actually mother someone else. So.
Got it. I understand. I get it. I've been talking a lot about like the different choices and the constructs that society puts on people and it gets them on this path. And like this other podcast that I've been doing about divorce has all these people talking about their truths about having kids and thinking they had to do everything early and thinking they had to check all these boxes and thinking about what their families want and thinking about what they needed to do and not being honest. And I don't know. I just think young girls are being marketed so many different things and it's irresponsible because it's not that it's bad. It's just that not everything is what it's cracked up to be. And not everybody wants to be, you know, in every single telephone commercial, like meaning every, like what it's supposed to look like. It's just, it's very interesting. I've been thinking about that a lot. Mother's Day is May 12th, and Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Macy's makes it easy for your little ones to buy a present for you for Mother's Day. Brynn loves to shop, but sometimes has a hard time figuring out what to get me. I have confidence that Macy's Gift Finder will be a great guide for her. Something for everyone at every price point. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas, it's so easy to shop. You can shop by price, category, or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and gifts for grandma. Plus, Macy's has top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid camera, and Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for: sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
So you also are attached to the Alzheimer's charity, the Magic of Music Gala.
Yeah,
so
this I'm hosting with Kate Lynch. Yeah, this is my second year with them. I hosted last year. And last year we gave an award to Seal because he's given a lot of money. And, you know, we're trying to get a cure. We're trying to raise enough money to make a difference. This disease is just, I just feel like it's rampant. And I just feel like it just affects everybody in the families. That, I mean, my Aunt Rosemary, who was my godmother, she was so smart. She had a law degree. She was a sports writer in the 50s and a mom, you know, and a wife, like, and, you know, and I, when she got it, I thought, oh my gosh, this is like the smartest. It doesn't matter. It can affect anyone, but to watch someone you love become less of who they are, it's just
tragic,
devastating. It's devastating.
And this is you and Jane do this together. Does she have a connection to Alzheimer's too?
I think we all do. Yeah. I know I think she has a friend. Yeah. There's, you know, I won't speak for her, but I know, like, we, like, again, this is a really important victory that we have to win. Like, we've got to figure this out. So I always feel like what I want to say is, like, if you can make it to the gala, it's May 9th at Sony Pictures, you know, on the lot. But whatever, if you can just give any amount to the Alzheimer's Association, like, anything helps. Like, that's really why I'm even mentioning it, because I just hope we get close. I mean, I hope we actually in our lifetime see, at least figure out how to prevent it. Something. It's such a crazy mystery right now.
And it's sad. It's sad. It's like, yeah, it's like a loss of who you were. You get, yeah. And not, that's sad.
Yeah,
it is. It's tragic. I don't think about it that much. And now I'm thinking about it. Is she one of your closest friends, Jane?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've known each other for, oh my God, since like 1988. She was understudying at Second City the first time I went to see a show there, and I went to study there. And then a couple years later, I became her understudy. It's like, life is so, so, so crazy. And then when we were both in Hollywood, we would sing at benefits together. And then Glee ended the same year that The Office ended. And she got asked to do a cabaret act, and she's like, I want to bring it. So we ended up doing it together. We had it's so much more fun.
If you think about it, you guys have had parallel lives. And now that I think about two massive shows.
Right.
That, yeah, that are like complete pop.
You've had a much bigger career, but you know, I'll tell you, with that bigger career goes more responsibility. So I probably had more fun.
Yeah.
I don't have as big shoes to fill on a regular basis.
Do you have like a social life? Are you like, do you have the right level of work? Like you get to have a lot of free time also?
I mean, sometimes, yeah. I mean, I feel like I have a lot of flexibility, which is fun. And you know, my boyfriend and I, we don't live together. That's another secret to our success.
Why? Because he has his kids in his house and you just, and that's well,
it's,
not because
it's not even not so much that, but it's because for a while the kids weren't there. They came back in their 20s, but I feel like, you know, he got married to his high school sweetheart years ago and then never lived alone before. So I feel like he really enjoys having a space to himself and I enjoy my space and I don't want to, you know, I mean, it's not broken. I'm in the city.
No. I love this. Wait, say that again. You're in the city.
He's by the beach. He's literally a block from the beach. So it's fantastic.
Good.
It's now, really nice.
So how do you organize it? Like over there, you're on the weekends because it's the beach?
Or he's weekends because I'm no dummy. It's nice to be at the beach on the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And what about the stuff? Because all I ever care about is the stuff. Where's all the stuff?
Well, you know, I have some stuff at his house. He has some stuff at mine. But basically, we just kind of keep it separate, you know, because there was, it's not like we lived together and then we had to find another place. You know, it worked out perfectly.
Yeah. And now you don't want to have kids. He has three kids. There's no chance you want to get married, legally married. Is that true?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I feel like maybe for insurance purposes, but I don't even think.
No, I know. You think it's weird. Like you're going to wear a big puffy dress and for what? You don't want to have kids. And now you have to sign a legal contract. I'm shoving my narrative on you right now.
I'm kind of with you. I mean, because I feel like it's, and also we don't want to ruin a perfectly good relationship. There's an archetype that you step into when you do those kind of ceremonies. And sometimes your expectations change. Like it's
your conscious.
That messes it up.
By the way, but there are different expectations.
Yep.
And other people's expectations on you too, the society's expectations, and it's just a different shape and there are kids and all of it. I totally, totally get it. Where do you have to go today?
I'm actually going to the Turner Classic Movie Festival tonight. They're showing Pulp Fiction tonight with John Travolta, Uma Thurman, and Samuel L. Jackson. And then I'm presenting this weekend one of the MGM musicals with Judy Garland. Like I get to write, like do a little history lesson and write about it. I used to wait on so many old stars when I worked in Beverly Hills right before I got The Office. So
Where did you work? Because I was a waitress too.
I worked at Kate Mannellini. But I also worked in New York.
Oh, I loved Kate Mannellini and La Cienega.
Yeah.
And they were always open like really late or 24 hours. Didn't they used to be open 24 hours a day?
They were open really late. They were open until 4 a.m. on the weekends.
That's still there?
No, the building's still there. It's been empty for probably 9 years, I think.
Wait, that was so iconic. I was not a waitress. I was a waitress, but not in L.A. I was a hostess at La Scala.
Oh, of course.
For years, slinging chopped salads. I controlled the who got seated and everybody wanted to sit there. All the celebrities and all the writers. I met so many people in the entertainment industry that I still know today from sitting at the front of La Scala, and I was being paid $8 an hour. I was driving there with my Ford Probe, but I got a free salad, which they don't do anymore. But I also would add, you've had the Scala chopped salad, right?
That's delicious.
It's the best scam in the world because it's literally iceberg, which costs 0 cents, iceberg lettuce, salami, provolone, chickpeas, the vinaigrette that I can make. But I would add tomatoes. I would add turkey. I would add avocado. I made that I remember it was a $21 salad. And I was so proud that I got it for free every day.
That's amazing. I also worked in New York at a restaurant across from Carnegie Hall, the Red Eye Grill. And
I know the Red Eye Grill.
I did the private parties, both of those places. Yeah.
You know what? You're reminding me that like when my daughter's older, like that's a rite of passage. You must wait tables. Absolutely. I waited tables
it's
in Long Island.
Life, man, you really, and it's funny because after I got The Office, I found myself, I remember J.J. Abrams saw me at the Emmys the year that The Office won. And he's like, oh my gosh, you are our waitress. We love you. We're so happy for you. And then there are other people who wanted to talk to me who did not remember that I was their waitress who were really mean. And I was like, I'm going to keep it moving because I would never spit in their food, but I'm like, I'm not going to hang out and talk to you. You're a douchebag.
No. And I remembered I was a waitress too, because actually at La Scala on the days that they were short, I would wait the tables, and the same thing at Cla Fouti, the restaurant at Sunset Plaza. Okay. I've had every job, and that's probably why I am the way I am. I loved it. I always loved working. I loved waitressing. I loved hostessing. I love to work. What I didn't like was when I was in PR in LA, it was before there was even like a thing to do the envelopes. We used to lick envelopes for invitations and close them. And I remember I'd have the phone on my shoulder making phone calls, and the owner of the place, the head publicist, would say that we weren't allowed to make personal phone calls. I'm like, why? Fucking licking envelopes. Why can't I make, I hate stupid shit like that.
I used to sneak on the phone because it was like back when I had a pager, this is like, you know, the 90s.
Yes.
Trying to get her messages. And I was always sneaking. I always had the code. They had a secret code to the phone, and I always got it. And I would make really short calls and just check my voicemail and like figure, you know, cause otherwise you're out of business. Forget.
That was another stupid thing about the 90s and the 80s, like not being able to use the phone. Like, why? Right now, everybody could text all day at work. No one's, I'm not like going to my assistant. Oh, are you texting at work? Who cares? Do call whoever you want. Just get your job done.
Right. As long as you get your job done. I know.
That's very, very archaic. That's funny. All right. Well, you're the best. And I love talking to you. I just think you're so great.
Great to talk to you too. Yeah. And you know, my dad owned a bar, so I feel like I'm a bar owner's daughter. Anyway, it's all good. I love waiting tables. I wish we got to work together at a restaurant. That would be so crazy fun.
We would be friends and we would laugh.
We would.
But maybe I'll see you when we're in LA.
Four eyes of the same people. Love you. Thank you so much. Thanks, Bethany.
Bye. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and Native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.